Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth. This is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We have hopped over to Mark 13, and we're going to be reading verses 1 through 8 in the New English Translation of the Bible, the NET Bible. It says this: "Now as Jesus was going out of the temple courts, one of his disciples said to him, 'Teacher, look at these tremendous stones and buildings.' Jesus said to him, 'Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left on another. All will be torn down.' So while he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, 'Tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that all these things are about to take place?' Jesus began to tell them, 'Watch out that no one misleads you. Many will come in my name, saying, "I am he," and they will mislead many. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. These things must happen, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise up in arms against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places, and there will be famines, but these are but the beginning of birth pains." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for these warnings. We know that when you were looking at that temple building, you were seeing forward into the future because you see all and know all, and you knew that the temple would be destroyed. And it indeed was. And we have the beauty of retrospect in looking back at the scripture and just seeing that fulfilled. But then, Jesus, you go into a discourse of the end of time. And Lord, we are living in the end times. We're living in that era between the now and the not yet. And there have certainly been earthquakes, and there's been famines, there's been wars and rumors of wars. There have been nation rising up against nation. And so, Lord, today I just want to pray about the news. It can be distressing and alarming, and in this information age, we are overwhelmed by what's going on in our world. And Lord, I confess that it's hard for me to even keep up with it all. And then sometimes when I do keep up with it all, I'm really discouraged and confused and worried. And so, Lord, help us to understand what we do need to know. Help us not to be ill-informed, but also help us not to be over-informed, that we give into panic or fear. I just acknowledge right now, Jesus, you are the king of this world. You are not surprised by the fiery ordeal among us. You know what's going on. You have a plan. This plan is good. And in the end, evil will be vanquished and good will triumph over evil. There will be no more weeping. There will be a new heavens and a new earth, and it will be glorious and amazing. And there is a plan in place. We do not have to shrink back in fear. We do not have to live worried about our nation or the nations against our nation or for our nation. We don't have to worry about our economic viability because you are still the Lord. You still sit on the throne. And while you may not guarantee economic viability or safety, we do know that your spirit will never leave us and will never forsake us. We are never left alone. We are always given strength. And your scripture says that when we're in precarious situations and we don't know what to say, you will give us utterance. You will teach us what to say in those difficult moments. So really, we do not have to be afraid. Help us to be strong and courageous. Help us not to tremble or be dismayed at the news that we hear today. But instead, Lord, we just choose to take a deep breath and to trust you. It is not up to us to change this world or to make it the way it should be. You are doing that behind the scenes, and we are simply parts of that. But ultimately, your purpose will prevail, and we can rest in that. We can also rest in the fact that you have already conquered death and that you are leading us forward in triumph. And we understand that there is an aroma to that. An aroma of life to those who are following you, an aroma of death to those who don't follow you. Lord, I pray today that those who are being persecuted and listening to this podcast would experience your presence like never before. You would give them hope, joy, peace, patience, all the things that they need to be able to endure to the end. Give them the perseverance that they need to honor you in the midst of persecution. I pray this in your name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for this day. I'm just so grateful for it, and I'm so grateful for you, those who are listening, who spend this time with me every single day. You are a blessing to me. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels. One of those levels is a free piece of artwork every month, and so you can receive that as well. So thanks so much for those who do that, and the rest of you have an amazing day.